real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. If you would take a poll and ask people here in America, how do you get to heaven? Most of them would say, I get to heaven by being good. A rich young ruler. In this story that I'm about to read to you today, he was a Jewish synagogue leader. He was very well off. He was like an administrator of this synagogue. He was very well off. Also, the Bible tells us that he was young. And so he comes to Jesus and he kind of wants to test him, but he wants to make sure he's on the right track because he believes he's going to get to heaven by what he does. And so he says this in verse 19, and behold, a man came up to him saying, teacher, what good must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all these I have kept. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, if you would be perfect, go and sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and then come and follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Okay, what's going on here? First of all, this young man thinks that he can get to heaven by what he does. And so he says, you know, how do I inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the commandments. And he said very arrogantly and self-sufficiently and self-righteously, I have kept them. Now, Jesus is demanding the Old Testament law, the moral law demands perfection. And so this young man somehow thinks, well, I probably haven't been perfect, but I pretty much kept these. And so as a result of that, I should go to heaven. And so Jesus says, here's the ones you need to keep. And he basically quotes the second table of the moral law, the Ten Commandments, right? He says, honor your mother and father. Don't steal. Don't murder. Live a pure life. Don't bear false witness and the like. All these different things. Love your neighbor as yourself. So this is what this arrogant, self-sufficient young man says. I've kept them. And then Jesus says, okay, you think you're self-sufficient. You think you're self-righteous. Here's one more thing that you need to do. If you really think you're perfect, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, come and follow me, then you'll have a treasure in heaven. Now, Jesus was nailing this guy because this guy was thinking, I can get to heaven by what I do. And Jesus knew he couldn't because he's not perfect. And so what's Jesus saying? If you really think you're perfect, here's one thing you're probably not perfect at. Giving away your riches. And so he says, give away your riches, give it to the poor, come and follow me. Woof. And what happens? The young man finally gets it. He's not perfect. He can't inherit eternal life by what he does. He's a sinner through and through. He can't keep the law to save himself. Now, here's the thing. If people think that they can get to heaven by keeping the law, they have to keep it perfectly. They have to obey the law perfectly, and nobody can. Why? Because the moral law, the Ten Commandments, become a mirror to us, showing us our need for a Savior, showing us our need for salvation. And salvation comes to us through faith in Jesus. I got to tell you a good illustration, I think, of this. Okay. So we're here in an HOA in our community, and I got a note saying, take down your Christmas lights. Okay. So the Christmas lights are way up high. My son put them up there. Now, if I tried to take down my Christmas lights because they're way up high, they're up on the roof, I can't climb a ladder anymore. I'm not steady on my feet. I surely couldn't get on the second floor of our house, up on the roof to put the lights up. I knew I couldn't take them down. And so either I was going to do it, which I would fail at and fall off the roof and kill myself, or someone else would do it for me. And guess who that someone else was? My son. And not only did he climb up on the roof, two stories above the ground, he did it so fast, so sufficiently. He did it like in 5 minutes, sure on his feet, not afraid of heights. He did the work. But then I had a neighbor who looked at it and said, wow, you got the lights down. Well, I didn't take them down, but somebody else did for me, but I got the credit. Here's the point. We love the Lord. We want to keep the commandments. As a matter of fact, because what Christ has done for us, our natural response elicited by the Holy Spirit is to obey the law. We want to do what's right. But the problem is we can't do it perfectly. This young man in the text thought that he could keep the law. Yeah, he probably knew he couldn't keep it perfectly, but he probably thought, hey, God graves on a curve. I'm going to be saved because I'm better than most. This is the way most Americans think. I'm better than most. I compare myself to other people and hey, I do better than most. And so God graves on a curve and I'm going to heaven because of what I do. No, somebody had to keep the law for us and somebody had to do it perfectly. And that somebody is Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 4 says this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, namely us, and so that we might be adopted as people of God. Christ Jesus kept the law, satisfying the demands of God the Father. He kept the law for us. What this young man needed to realize in this text is you can't save yourself by your works because your works are tainted by sin. My friends, we can't save ourselves by our works because our works are tainted by sin. Someone A had to keep the law for us and someone B had to go to a cross to die for our sins. And that somebody is Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. We have salvation through faith in Jesus who lived for us, who died for us and who rose again for us. And all those who repent of their sin and put their trust in Jesus have eternal life. Eternal life is a free gift. For by grace are we saved through faith. And this not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not of our works, so that no one can boast. What good news that is. Salvation is a free gift wrapped up through Jesus Christ. We take it by faith and we live forever. Whew! It doesn't get any better than that. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If you feel led, would you consider giving to this ministry? Your tax-deductible donation helps us continue sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Simply click the link in the description below. So come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.